Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 8, text 16. I'll read the Sanskrit first. Abrahma Bhuvana Lok. Oh, let's see. No, I'm going to read 8. Let's see what verse is. Let's see, 8. Excuse me, I'm going to read text 8:19. So text 8:19 from Bhagavad Gita. Bhuta grama sa evayam. Bhutva bhutva praliyate ratragame vasha parta prabhavyat ahar agame. The translation by Srila Prabhupada. Again and again, when Brahma's day arrives, all living entities come into being, and with the arrival of Brahma's night, they are helplessly annihilated. Purport. The less intelligent who try to remain within the material world may be elevated to higher planets and then again must come down to this planet, Earth. During the daytime of Brahma, they can exhibit their activities on higher and lower planets within this material world. But at the coming of Brahma's night, they are all annihilated. In the day, they receive various bodies for material activities, and at night, they no longer have bodies, but remain compact in the body of Vishnu. Then again, they are manifest at the arrival of Brahma's day, bhutva bhutva praliyate. During the day, they become manifest, and at night, they are annihilated again. Ultimately, when Brahma's life is finished, they are all annihilated and remain unmanifest for millions and millions of years. And when Brahma is born again in another millennium, they are again manifest. In this way, they are captivated by the spell of the material world. But those intelligent people who take to Krishna consciousness use the human life fully in the devotional service of the Lord, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus, they transfer themselves, even in this life, to the spiritual planet of Krishna and become eternally blissful there, not being subject to such rebirths. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasavi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Many people ask me, what about the year 2012? Some of you have heard of that. So that's based on an idea that comes from the calendar of the Mayan people in Central America. And like the Vedic people, they have a concept of cyclical time, that time goes in vast cycles. lasting millions and millions of years. And according to some interpretations of that Mayan calendar, in the year 2012, one of those cycles is going to come to an end. And some people predict there'll be some great catastrophe at that time, and others predict, no, it will be a time of enlightenment, and some say both. So it's an idea that's out there in the world. There was a big film about it, a big Hollywood film, and many books have been written about it, and the idea is circulating out there among people. So sometimes people, they ask me about it, what do you think of this 2012 concept? And I tell them the basic idea is right. Time does go in vast cycles, and periodically there are devastations that take place in the material world, big catastrophes. But according to the Vedic cosmological calendar, it goes on a different schedule. There are big catastrophes coming, but there's nothing specifically in the Vedic literature about the year 2012. And here in this verse in Bhagavad Gita, we're learning about one of these catastrophes. It says, again and again, when Brahma's day arrives, all living entities come into being, and with the arrival of Brahma's night, they are helplessly annihilated. So this is talking about the kalpa, or the day of Brahma. That's the basic unit of Vedic cyclical time, and it lasts for 4,320,000,000 years. And then there's a night of Brahma, which also lasts 4,320,000,000 years. And during the days of Brahma, life is manifest in the universe. And during the nights of Brahma, it's not manifest. The whole creation is wound up. Everything goes into a state of suspended animation. So on the material level of reality, the days and nights of Brahma are cycling constantly. But really, we have our origin on a higher level of reality. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manasastan Indriyani Prakritishtani Karshati. He says, originally we're all beings of pure consciousness that exist on some higher level of reality, the Sanatan level of reality, the eternal level of reality that is beyond time as we know it, which involves creation, destruction, manifestation, non-manifestation, past, present, future. We originally exist on a level that's beyond that, the Sanatan level, the eternal level, as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like a spark is part of the fire. You know, but the fire is very big and the spark is very tiny. So it's possible for the spark to drift away from the fire. And when it does, it loses its fiery quality. So in the same way, although we are naturally meant to exist on the Sanatan level of reality, which is beyond the influence of material time, we may, some of us, drift down to this level of reality where we are caught up in the cycle of time. We are caught up in the phases of manifestation and non-manifestation. And we experience that through material bodies. Because actually the soul itself is eternal. It is only the material body that is subject to change, manifestation, non-manifestation. So that kind of leads to another topic. You know, there's this film that was out last year, Avatar, where they had the idea that, yes, the consciousness of a person can be projected into a body on some planet, and it can exist, function in that body. But really, it doesn't belong in that body. So that also is a good insight. Of course, that word, you know, avatar, it comes from the Vedic literature. It's a Sanskrit word. It means one who descends. Normally, it applies to incarnations of God. But in the sense that we're talking about, it can also apply to us, that we're all beings of pure consciousness, but our consciousness is now being channeled through a material body, which is subject to time. The real self is not subject to time. It's eternal. Satchitananda vigraha, full of eternity, knowledge, bliss. But on this material level of reality, that eternal conscious self is experiencing life through a material body, which is subject to birth, death, old age, and disease. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosha, anadarshanam. So an intelligent person will see that. Yes, my consciousness is not changing, but my body is changing. The body is born, the body grows old. Actually, Mark Twain, famous American author, said there's one sure sign that you're growing old. People start telling you how young you look. Oh, you're looking so young, you can tell you're old. So, and then eventually there's death. But here we're talking about the larger cycles of time. We have our own personal catastrophe that's coming. It will come within, you know, our lives are within 100 years, maybe a little few years more for some people, but we have to confront that. But there are these larger cycles of time, the day of Brahma, as I said, which lasts 4,320,000,000 years. And after each day of Brahma, there's a catastrophe, an annihilation. And all the conscious beings within this material world, all the jivas, that's the Sanskrit word for the conscious being, jiva. So then all the jivas are absorbed into the body of the Mahavishnu, and they are put into a state of suspended animation. They're in a dreaming, well, even not a dreaming state, but a dreamless, a state of dreamless sleep called susupti. And then when the day of Brahma begins again, they are given bodies and they act in this material world lifetime after lifetime in the cycle of reincarnation until the night of Brahma comes again after 4,320,000,000 years, and then they remain sleeping for 4,320,000,000 years, and then again, when the day of Brahma comes again, then they're active again, and that cycle goes on and on and on and on. So you may wonder, well, when is the night of Brahma coming? And according to the Vedic cosmological calendar, we're now about halfway through the current kalpa, or the day of Brahma. So we have about another 2 billion years to go before the night of Brahma comes. But within the day of Brahma, according to the Vedic cosmology, there are sub-cycles. One of these sub-cycles is called a Manvantara period. It lasts for about 300 million years. within a day of Brahma, there are 14 of these sub-cycles called Manvantara periods. And after each one of them, there's also a devastation, not as big as the devastation that takes place after the day of Brahma is finished, but still there's a partial devastation of the universe. And we hear the universe is flooded at that time. It's massive flooding that takes place. And some of the living entities, you know, the different plant and animal species, they're saved in a boat. And it's guided by an incarnation of Krishna called Matsya, the fish avatar. So there's a similar idea in the Bible, Noah and his ark. It's present in many different cultures. And actually in that film, 2012, when the whole earth was flooded, some of the people were saved in big boats. But it's an idea, although it's a fictional idea in the movie, it has some basis in the Vedic teachings, that at the ends of these Manvantara periods, there's a devastation in which there is flooding of the universe, and the seeds of life are saved in a boat. Those accounts are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literatures, different Puranas like the Matsya Purana and others. So we may ask, well, when is the Manvantara going to end? When is that devastation going to take place? Not in 2012. The Manvantara period, which lasts about 300 million years, is divided into 72 cycles of four yugas, chatur yugas. These are cycles within cycles within cycles. So the chatur yuga is made up of a golden age called the Satya Yuga. It's followed by an age in which there's a little bit of more materialism. It's called the Treta Yuga. And then it's followed by the Dwapara Yuga, where there's more materialism. And finally, there's the Kali Yuga, which is the age we're in now, which is extremely materialistic. It's very difficult to practice spiritual life in the Kali Yuga. So that whole cycle of four yugas lasts 4,320,000 years. And there are 72 of these cycles in a Manvantara period, and we're now in the Kali Yuga of the 28th Chatur Yuga cycle within the current Manvantara period. So that means